Hi, my name is Casey Powell, president of Thompson Associates. Thanks again for joining us as we continue discussing estate planning red flags. Again, if this is your first podcast to listen to in this series on estate planning red flags, just to let you know, we are wanting to equip you as development officers so you can help your donors and their families avoid unnecessary costs, delays, and stress. We are discussing specific circumstances where an estate plan may not have the intended result. We hope that after listening to these podcasts, that you'll be better able to identify some potential problems for your donors and help them avoid it. Those who work with Thompson Associates, you can use these red flags and discussion topics as segues to invite them into the planning process. Today, I'm once again joined by Jason Meredith, the lead planning attorney for Thompson Associates. I've been with Thompson Associates since 2002, lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and has practiced law since 1998, board certified in Texas in estate planning and probate. As I've mentioned before, we've been friends since we were 13 years old. When we met each other in Amarillo, Texas, and our lives and careers have been intertwined ever since. So Jason's one of my really good friends. So Jason, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure to be here.
So today the red flag that we are going to discuss are those who are recently married and those who are recently divorced. So Jason, I'll start with this. Why is it so important for those who are recently married to focus on their estate planning? So, you know, what issues might arise if they don't address these issues?
Well, it's a wonderful question, and it's a question we see almost every day in the estate planning field and the estate planning profession. You know, if you think about it, what is estate planning? It's about planning for a death. When an individual passes away, who do they leave their assets to? Generally, when someone passes away, they usually leave their assets to the individuals and people in their lives that they love the most and they care the most about. In this situation, recently married, the family has changed, right? Let's say a husband gets married and husband now has a spouse. It's very likely that person, that spouse, was not in the husband's previous estate plan. And so now, if husband wants to leave assets to his new wife, let's say that he needs to address that in his estate plan. You know, I tell individuals all the time that estate planning, this is the largest financial transaction you will ever enter into in your entire life. It's bigger than buying a car. It's bigger than buying a house. We're talking about at one moment in time, all of your death, all of your assets will pass to someone. And did you properly include the people you love in your plan? And so people who are recently married need to deal with that. And so one of the myths I see is, and I hear this all the time also, I find individuals that just assume that if they're married and one of them passes away, they assume all of their assets will pass to the surviving spouse just because they're married, which is not the case at all. And it's a really bad myth, and there's no truth to that. Assets pass in a number of different ways. Assets can transfer through beneficiary designations, PODs, payable on death designations, transfer on death designations. Assets can transfer through joint tenancies, through a trust agreement, through wills. And the point I'm making is that, and if there is no will, the assets can transfer through state law. And so you just can't assume assets will pass to a surviving spouse. And so just really properly planning for that spouse and making sure that what you want to happen is going to happen. That's what we're talking about here. And all that changes when someone gets married.
Yeah, well, so do you have maybe some horror story or some problems that you've seen that has been caused by someone who just got married and didn't address their estate planning? issues?
I actually one actually comes to mind as I was preparing for a podcast today. One I actually saw a case about 6 months ago, and the fact scenario was just really crazy. But this gentleman, he was probably about, I think he was about 35 years old. He got married, newly married, was married about six months, and he passed away in a plane accident. This case was brought to me after he passed away. Well, it turns out that he had a will, and he had a will, and he also had a very large investment account at a brokerage firm. Really kind of, and he had a house. Basically, I'm thinking of it this way: he had a house and a large investment account. He had some other assets, of course. The investment account, the large investment account, had a beneficiary designation on it that was payable to his father. Well, problem there, he was estranged from his father, and to the point that the father didn't even show up to his funeral. But that $1 million investment account went to the father, not to his new spouse. Obviously, probably not what the individual would have wanted. He also had a home that was worth about $1 million that would transfer through his will. But the will he had was a will he had signed about 4 years earlier that left everything to an ex-fiance. So here he's 6 months into a new marriage. He has a $2 million net worth. Half of it went to his estranged father, and half of it went to an ex-fiance under an old will. And the new wife of 6 months was left with nothing. So that's a good example of someone who got married who didn't address their estate planning needs, and we ended up with a poor result, obviously. I mean, you can almost look at this and say that that's definitely not what he would have wanted to happen. So that's a horror story for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, let's back up then and talk about recently divorced individuals and you know, focusing on their planning. You know, what issues might arise? I mean, I'm assuming they're pretty similar issues, but what issues might arise if they don't address their estate planning?
Yeah, and you're right. It's very similar, very common. The family situation has changed. It's very likely that someone who's recently divorced had a will or some type of beneficiary designations naming their former spouse to receive these assets. That's very common. There's also another myth we'll talk about. Just as the recently married individual might just assume assets would pass to the surviving spouse, the other myth is it's very common for a recently divorced individual to assume that the divorce takes their spouse out of all inheritance. That's an assumption. Now, I will tell you, in a lot of states that will happen. A lot of states' laws will remove an ex-spouse from a will and make provisions in a will in favor of that ex-spouse just null and void. That does happen a lot of times. But you can't assume that that's always going to happen. You could have intervening things. I mean, a federal law can intervene. So I know on a lot of ERISA plans and things like that, that even though there's a divorce, if this individual passes away and the ex-spouse is still named as beneficiary of an ERISA account, like a 403B or 401K, those assets will still be payable to that ex-spouse. And you just can't assume that, a state's law will necessarily take the spouse out of a will. And so that's one issue that needs to be addressed. If you don't want that ex-spouse now in the plan to inherit assets, the recently divorced individual should go to an estate planning attorney and have everything re-looked at and make sure that the ex-spouse isn't getting anything. And another thing that pops up, let's say you've got an individual who's recently divorced, and maybe they have minor children, and maybe then now they just want everything to be left to their minor children. Well, that's fine, but guess who is going to be in control of the money for the minor children? Well, it will likely be their ex-spouse, because their ex-spouse is, if they're the guardian of those minor children, they're going to be in charge of that money. So while it might get to the right people, being the individual's minor children, they may not be happy with the fact that their ex-spouse is going to be in control of that money. all those things can be addressed. They don't have, they can change who's going to be in charge of that money, but these are things that need to be addressed. And again, this is a change in the family situation that's now necessitating the change in their estate planning documents.
Yeah. Well, have you seen an example, worked on an example of this?
Yes, I have. I definitely have seen situations where, again, 401k custodians will pay the money to the ex-spouse, and in a sense, the ex-spouse just in a sense got a windfall because they didn't ever expect to get that money. But the beneficiary designations weren't changed. I've seen situations where, again, someone passed away with minor children, and the ex-spouse who was terrible with money and had no business at all being in control of the kids' money is now in charge of the children's money and is spending it, you know, inappropriately and not making wise decisions and things like that. We see those situations a lot.
Well, so, you know, so moving forward, both for recently married and recently divorced, you know, looking at, you know, the thing I want to talk about now is what are some specific things that those individuals can do, you know, some practical things. You know, it sounds like there's so many different things because you, just in your examples, you mentioned three or four different types of assets. And it just seems to me that there are so many different things that you may not even think about that, you know, is really important. So what are some practical things that people need to do when they either get married or get divorced?
All right. I think that the best advice I think that we can give anybody can receive here is anybody recently married, recently divorced, just needs to seek out a qualified estate planning attorney that can help them through this issue. Because like you just mentioned, Casey, there are so many different ways that assets can transfer. Again, assets can transfer on death through wills, through trust, through beneficiary designations, through joint tenancy relationships. There are so many different mechanisms that cause assets to transfer or by which assets transfer. And without the knowledge of experience on how to deal with all these issues, it's very overwhelming for an individual to handle all this themselves and make sure they've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and got it all done the right way. It's an impossible task. And so going to, again, seeking out the advice of a very good estate planning attorney that can step them through this process and make sure everything was done the right way, that's the best thing that they can do. It really is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, so wrapping this up, I mean, I think the reason that we're doing these podcasts, you know, with highlighting these red flags. So as development officers, as you're talking to your donors and you know that your donors are going through this, whether they either are just got married or just got divorced, where you can gently help them and genuinely help them and you're listening for these issues and encourage them to get the planning done. Because we don't want to have these horror stories with our donors where their families are upset because the estate didn't do as mom or dad wanted it. And they thought they had it planned, but it wasn't. And so I really encourage us as development officers to be listening for these, be paying attention to our donors, and then encouraging them to get estate planning help. Obviously, if you're a client of Thompson & Associates, this is a perfect time to get them into the planning process. Let us help them think through these issues where we will think about every type of asset and how it would transfer and make sure that we can help them make sure that their estate plan does exactly what they want to do in their new circumstance. So, Jason, thank you so much for this time. Very, very beneficial, really important issue, I believe. A lot of people go through this, you know, obviously, and it definitely causes a lot of issues.
Thanks, Casey. I appreciate being here today.